So, the future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today. Now, you say, wow, the future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today. And I'm concentrating on me being a billionaire. I'm concentrating on me having the most wonderful relationship in the world. I'm concentrating on me having children that are just outstanding, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm concentrating. That's not the way it goes. The future is in our hands by what we concentrate today. Do we say all is in divine order?
Yes.
Do we say whatever dreams come up in my mind, I now manifest them? Do we say I love to go out and do my wildest dream? I love to go. We don't?
I live my wildest dream.
We say I love to go out and do my wildest dream, and you say, I live my wildest dream. What's the difference?
It's done. On the other, it seems that I'm going now to do it. One is future and one is present.
Oh, one is future and one is present tense. Now, are you supposed to live in the future?
No.
What?
There's only the now. I live in the now.
You live in the now. You live in the present tense. Why do you live in the present tense?
Only time existing.
The only time that there is in now. So when we say the future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today, would you like to rephrase that statement, and what would you say? The future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today.
What I concentrate now, that's what I experience now.
What?
What I experience now.
What do you think?
Not in the future.
What do you think?
I can only say what I experience now, I live it, I have it, it is there.
Now, what you're saying is that the now and the future are one and the same. And so what you are grasping now is today and is the now and is the future too.
Cause and effect. What?
Cause and effect, because when you do that, you are living in the timelessness of all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you want to write a book? Now. When do you want to have a happy relationship? Now. When do you want to live in an abundant world? Now. When do you want to have fun? Now. When do you want to be yourself? Now. Now, does that affect your future?
It is.
That is the future. That is the future.
Exactly.
Now, why have we human beings created the word the future? Why have we created the word time? Why have we created the word place, space? We created these things because it's charming.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's amusing. Now, why would a king say to some of his people, you are poor, and say to some of his other people, you are rich? The king does that because that's living in his delight. He says to people, you're poor, and then they act poor, and they are poor. They don't have money, they don't have this, that, and the other thing. He says to other people, you're rich, and they act rich, and they have money, and they have all the things that they want. Now, why couldn't he say to the poor people and the rich people that you are rich and you have money and you have everything? Why couldn't he? Well, because you are the king. And you are the one who is the only one there is who says you are poor. You have all of the wherewithal with you that the rich man has or the poor man has, but how are you using it? How are you dedicating your time and your thought to it. Now, if Ellen has to write an article, and Sylvia says, if you don't get the article in time, we'll have to put it out without it. And so then Sylvia puts it out without it. And Ellen says, you can't do that. I'm the cheese here. You got to have my article. And Sylvia says, if you give it to me, I'm happy to have it. Now, do you want me to put out the gist, or do you want me not to put it out? And so Ellen says, well, with my article, of course, you know. And so Sylvia says, okay. Now, Ellen, would you please come to my office for about 20 minutes? And so Ellen is very wise. She goes to Sylvia's office for 20 minutes. And Sylvia says, Ellen, what do you think about sex? How do you think that people should think about sex today? And Ellen says, well, that's an interesting... And she goes on for 10 minutes talking. Then Sylvia says, Ellen, how do you think that the University of Healing is of benefit to the people in the world today? And so Ellen stands there and she says, the University of Healing is of benefit to people because people put their attention on their highest and their best. And she goes on for 10 minutes. And then Sylvia says, Ellen, why do you think that people are failures in their life? And Ellen says, nobody's a failure. Everyone achieves exactly what they put their concentration on. Everyone. And so Sylvia is just sitting there asking Ellen refined questions, and Ellen is mouthing off about it, her opinion and her attitude, in a very charming manner, very forthright, giving illustrations and so forth. And Sylvia has her tape recorder turned on. And so, but not only that, Sylvia has her speaker thing turned on, which takes Ellen's words and transcribes them into words on paper. And so when she's done, Ellen says, okay, now would you please read these over and make any slight editing you want, like taking out the and da, oh, you know. And so Ellen looks them over and she says, hey, that's good stuff. And so she quickly goes through them and takes out the O's, the I's. And then Sylvia has 6 EJ shares for the next 6 months. And it only took her about 40 minutes with Ellen to do this, and she was done. Now, Sylvia doesn't say to Ellen, this is what I have in mind, because then Ellen would be inhibited. But just quizzing Ellen and whetting her appetite with a few good thoughts, and Ellen just waxes eloquent on these thoughts and comes up with a good column. Now, Ellen is ticked off at Sylvia. She says, now Sylvia, let's have your articles ahead of time too. So, but Sylvia doesn't do it, and she just waits till the last minute. So then Ellen goes into, says to Sylvia, please come down to my office, you know. And so she pulls the same thing on Sylvia. She says, Sylvia, why is it so difficult to write the practitioner letter? And Sylvia says, oh, it's not difficult, because the practitioner letter writes itself, because the divine ideas are flowing, blah, 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 blah. And so then Ellen says, what illustrations have you got to show how the principle is being used? What would you say? Now, let's say in human relations, what would you say? What would you say in sexual relations? What would you say in abundance? What would you say in all these different things? And so Sylvia is just mouthing off just something crazy, coming up with ideas that she never dreamed of coming up with at any time. And then Ellen says, okay, now we got 12 of these done. So now you just take them and edit them, and I want them back in the next 2 hours. And so Sylvia goes over them, edits them, has them back in the next 2 hours. And so what would be procrastination par excellence has become a fait accompli. And this is what Sylvia wants to do at all times, have it be accomplished. Ellen wants it to be accomplished. So the future is done today, and it is done beautifully, because it is the now that's the only time there is. Now, truly, different people are using the gadgets from IBM and from Microsoft and so forth that will take your words, after they've learned your language, Lord, take your words and transcribe them in writing so that you have them both speaking and in writing, and feed them out to you. And once you have trained yourself to speak to the machine, the machine does A1 work for you all the time. Now, is that so far out?
No.
In the Dweller on Two Planets, he takes us to Venus, and he shows us a neat little box. And in the box, you take your thought, bing, bing, and your thought is the completed concept you have for a particular philosophical idea, which is a total book of maybe 300 or 400 pages, you know. Mm. And boop, so instantly, the book, the box, takes your thought, puts it into type, perfect type, and edits itself too, you know. And it's just a little box, no bigger than a couple of books itself, you know. And then you press a button, I want 100 books, boop, 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 boop.
Wow.
I want 10, you know, you don't have to keep a large supply. So, we got talking books, we got books that'll do this, we have books that we can put on our little gadget here, which has 1 gigabyte on it, and that will take maybe 20 books of 300 to 700 pages each, and it will talk to you about these books. It will give you the books in words, but someone, of course, has prepared that, but that can all fit on that little tiny disc like that. It is utterly amazing. And this is what we want to realize, that the future is in my grasp by what I concentrate on today, because the future is today by what I concentrate on. And what I concentrate on is the now. And the now is eternal. And the now is the allness and the goodness and all that kind of stuff. So the absolute philosopher says, now is the only time there is, and let's come up with some way out, beautiful concepts that, once they're done, we'll say, well, why didn't we think of that before? That's good stuff. So, have a lovely evening, lovely day, lovely life, and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.